So, what did your mum say?
Oh, she's really pleased I'm going to uni, even if it's not a proper one. Though she didn't quite get the concept of a social science degree.
No, I'm not on about the course.
Oh, I haven't told her.
You're thinking about leaving home and you haven't told her?
It's none of her business really, Sophs.
None of her business? She's your mum.
I am over 18, I can do what I want.
I know, but I always thought you and your mum were really close.
We were. I mean, we are. But you don't understand what it's like when all my aunties come round and go on and on about meeting a nice boy and coming up with all these suggestions of suitable candidates.
So you're definitely going through with it?
Maybe. Depends on money. Anyway, enough of that. What did they say about your grant?
I'm definitely not getting it in time for October. It's something to do with the time I've worked here.
Well, you only started a month after me.
Well, rules are rules, I suppose. I don't think I can afford to pay for it myself, and I really don't want to get a loan. Mm. So I'm just going to wait until next time and apply again.
Mm. That's such a shame. Hey, you can help me with mine, you know, like we do with Weight Watchers.
Yeah, that worked really well, didn't it? I put on 3 pounds the first week. So when's it start anyway?
Oh, like a few weeks ago. I didn't want to mention it.
Oh, Nisha, you can always talk to me. Am I bothered? No. I'm starting to think Staff Development Fund did me a favour.
Well, there is a lot to do.
So where do you have to go then?
What for?
I don't know. To register? Lectures? That sort of thing?
Lectures? It's the Open University. They don't do lectures. Most of it's online and they send you out all this stuff. But there's apparently these tutorials, but I don't think I'll go to them. There was one last week, but I didn't go.
Why not?
Oh, you know, it was probably full of people who are much cleverer than me.
That's mad. Hey, you see those two guys over there?
Where?
Over there. Don't stare. He's nice though, isn't he, with the blonde hair?
Sophie! Really, I'm a serious student now. Anyway, I don't think much of his geeky mate. Or his shirt.
He's probably really nice. And what's wrong with his shirt?
Well, we're about to find out. They're coming over.
Right, Jack, me lad. You coming for a pint?
After last time, are you really going to get drunk again?
What were you on about last time?
You got hit by a car, remember?
Nah, not really. I wonder where these bruises come from. Why didn't you stop me?
I thought you were dead, and the next thing you jump up and say, is this our taxi?
Was it?
No, the next one was. I'm not drinking with you again.
Fair enough. I'm off. I'll see you later.
I'm getting on with my TMA.
Morning, Mum. Want some coffee?
I'm fine, darling. I'm going to my tutorial, so I'll get one out. Now, where's my map? It's somewhere different from last time.
Oh, here, is this it? So what happens at these tutorials? I didn't go to mine.
Oh, you should have asked. They're great fun. The first one's always a bit scary because you don't know who is in the group or what your tutor is like. But then you get to know everyone.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
Well, it's okay, actually, once you get over the initial hurdle. It's 2 hours and we cover the material and ask questions about what we've been doing.
So who's your tutor, then?
I've got a man called Michael. He's really nice, I think.
How do you know?
Oh, he called me to introduce himself.
Oh, that's nice. I haven't spoken to my tutor. Should she have phoned me?
I don't know, really. I think they're all different. Why don't you just look up their details and phone them?
Nah. I'll wait until I've got something sensible to say.
Well, up to you, love. Anyway, I'm off.
Oh, okay. See you later, Mum. Hello? Yes? This is Louise James. Who's this? The Cooperative Bank. I didn't ask for a call. I'm sorry. My account is frozen. That can't be right. Mr. James has stopped my account. But can he do that? Okay, thanks. Oh no. going to do? This is because that slime ball wants to punish me. Hi, Caitlin. It's Louise. No, not really. Well, not at all fine, actually. That slime ball, that's what's happened. He's frozen my assets. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, of course I haven't told my mum and dad that he threw me out because I had an affair. Look, I've still got some cash. Do you fancy a drink? I know, I said I was going to work on my course, but I've lost all motivation now. Okay, I'll see you in an hour. What am I going to do?